Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your body, your health. Now, the KMOX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
The worst flu season in years has health professionals scrambling to find ways to combat the virus. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jonathan LaPook tells us about a new drug out there.
We've seen reports about an experimental flu drug out of Japan. Now, the drug's name is Baloxavir, and I reviewed the company's most recent study and spoke with a representative. Baloxavir did get rid of flu virus from the bloodstream faster than Tamiflu, which is a common antiviral here. Now, you would think that would make people feel better more quickly, but it didn't. Now, the new drug does work in a different way than Tamiflu, and there are other drugs in development with other companies to try new approaches to treatment, something we desperately need.
In this bad flu season, CBS's Vladimir Dudier says plenty of people are sick, and some business bottom lines are feeling it too.
My kids got sick, I got sick, my parents got sick. Since we're a family business, we just closed down for a week.
After five of its seven employees called out sick last month, Sherry's Chocolat Art in Kalamazoo, Michigan had to temporarily shut its doors. That immediately impacted the store's bottom line, says manager Ashley Rafferty.
It's a huge amount of profit lost, and then employees not getting paid, that affected them too.
Employee consulting firm Challenger Gray and Christmas estimates this season the virus could cause about 25 million employees to miss at least 4 8-hour shifts.
Kidney stones are on the rise.
Growing evidence does suggest the incidence of kidney stones is on the rise. Is this a new trend or simply an improvement in detection?
Well, I think our study suggests there's a little bit of both.
Dr. John Leeske, Mayo Clinic.
It must have to do with something about our environment, and I think it's partly diet, and then people have wondered whether or not the obesity epidemic has something to do with this, and there's certainly some suggestion that's part of it as well.
What's our big takeaway from this, that there are more kidney stones, and we don't exactly know why?
I think that's a good one. I like that.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.